So this past Shabbos was Parshas Re'e. So the pasuk says, Hashem commands us, Abe to Abdun as Kolam Akaimis, Asher Abdu Sham Agoyim. You shall destroy all the places that the nations worship their Avodah Zarah. You shall destroy their altars, and you should destroy their name. And then the pasuk says, "Le'sasun kein l'Hashem alekechem." Do not do so to Hashem your God. So Rashi explains that this pasuk is azhara, is the prohibition, the mechik as Hashem, against erasing Hashem's name. With a note to Evan Min HaMizbeach, or for somebody who knocks a stone out of the Mizbeach. Meaning, the pasuk just said that we should destroy the altars of the nations, and we should erase their name. And the pasuk says, don't do so to Hashem. Meaning, you're not allowed to erase Hashem's name, and you're not allowed to destroy his altar. Then Rashi brings, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, says Rabbi Shmuel, V'chisal ha'adatcha she'Yisrael anoyte tzinis ha'mizbechois. Would it ever dawn on a Jew to destroy the Mizbeach? The Torah has to tell us, has to give us a prohibition not to destroy the Mizbeach and not to erase Hashem's name. So Rabbi Shmuel has difficulty with the first opinion, which holds that this pasuk is a prohibition against erasing Hashem's name and knocking a stone out of the mizbeach, basically destroying the mizbeach. So let's try to gain an understanding in this first opinion, because Rabbi Shmuel's question is a very good question. If this is something that no Jew would ever dare to do, why does the Torah need to warn us against it? This past Shabbos was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Elul. As we all know, the Darsha Rishumas tell us that Elul stands for Ani Ledoidi Vedoidi Li, I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me. Which seemingly in this pasuk lies the secret of our avodah in Chodesh Elul. What our avodah in Chodesh Elul is, and we need to understand what indeed is that avodah of Ani Ledoidi Vedoidi Li. The Svarim HaKadoshim also say that there's another pasuk in last week's parsha, Parshas Ekev, which also the Rosh HaTevis are Elul, and that is the pasuk that says Umal Hashem Alekecha Es Levavcha Ves Levav Zarecha. The pasuk says Hashem will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants. So Es Levavcha Ves Levav, the first letters of Es Levavcha Ves Levav, your heart and the heart of, that is Rosh HaTevis El. So once again, somehow in this pasuk, Es Levavcha Ves Levav Zarecha, your heart and the heart of your descendants, somehow in this pasuk lies the avodah of Chodesh Elul. We need to understand what that is. I remember my father, Zalzan Gazint, once related that he was approached by someone who told him that they had difficulty relating to davening. So my father said that he told this person, he asked this person, how was your relationship with your parents? And it turned out that this person did not have a good relationship with their parents. So my father explained that the way we relate to tefillah, the way we relate to davening, is through, there are two ways which we can approach davening. One is with Avinu, one is with Malkeinu, meaning understanding that Hashem is our father, or understanding that Hashem is our king. So the whole concept of kingdom is totally foreign to us. We don't have any kings anymore. It's very difficult for us to relate to what a king used to be. It's not something we're accustomed to. It's not something that we can relate to. However, what is left for us is relating to Hashem as a parent. As Avinu, our father. However, if someone had, if someone did not have a relationship with their parents, or if somebody had a bad relationship with their parents, so such a person is going to have difficulty approaching tefillah. Now, the truth is that this doesn't only apply to tefillah, it's the way we perform all of our mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, the way we are to observe mitzvahs is as if we're doing the will of our parent, which is a labor of love. Mitzvahs should not be a burden to us. They shouldn't be cumbersome. It should be something that we appreciate doing as one would do something for one's parent. And I'm constantly baffled by people who approach me and they ask me what should they do. They feel that this whole Judaism is just they're just going through the motions and there's no feeling to it and they have difficulty relating to the whole performance of mitzvahs and davening and so on. And my question to them is, well, didn't you have parents? Rebbeinu Shlalem is a loving father. And why wouldn't you want to? Why wouldn't your heart be on fire when you're performing a mitzvah? Why wouldn't your heart be on fire when you're davening, when you're pouring out your heart to your Father in heaven? Now, unfortunately, we are surrounded by a society in which family values are deteriorating. Unfortunately, there isn't the respect that children had to parents has fallen tremendously. And along with that, the love is also has also deteriorated. However, we Bnei Yisrael, which our respect and our love for our parents, and the respect and love that our children have for us, is not just family values. It's something that serves as a mashal for our avodas Hashem. And if we don't have the mashal, then the nimshal is going to be very difficult. If we're not able to relate to the relationship of parents with children, whether it's ourselves to our parents or it's educating our children in a manner that they should love and respect us, then we're going to have difficulty relating to Avodas Hashem. it's very, very important to maintain our family values, not just for the sake of our family values, but because it is going to directly affect our Avodas Hashem. Now the emphasis is, there is another relationship that we share with the Rabbi Nishleim, besides of that of parents and children, and that is the relationship of a lover and a beloved. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. The whole Shir HaShira is based on this. Kabbalah HaTorah took place as the Rabbi Nishleim being the Chassid and we were the Kala. And what this relationship stands for is that the goal of Torah and Mitzvahs is to connect us to the Rabbi Nishleim, that there should be Dveikus, that there should be a connection. It is all for the sake of relationship. Our Torah learning, our tefillahs, our performance of mitzvahs, it's all to create a bond, to create a relationship and a connection between us and the Rabbi Nishleim, between the lover and the beloved. And once again, in a society that marriage is dispensable, that relationships are not real, everyone is in it just for themselves, no one is in it for the other, it's very, very difficult to be able to relate to our Avodas Hashem more and more. The more difficult the society around us deteriorates in this aspect, the more difficult it is for us to use marriage as a muscle for our Avodas Hashem. And what we need to do in both of these areas, whether it's the relationship between ourselves and our parents and ourselves and our children, or a relationship with our spouses, is we need to see to it to strengthen these relationships, because, I mean, besides the fact that we need to strengthen them, because these relationships are precious to us, but we need to strengthen them because it is going to directly affect our Avodas Hashem. This is how we relate to the Rabbi Nishleim. So the Avodah of Chodesh Elul is Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. The Avodah of Chodesh Elul is to strengthen our relationships with our spouses, so that we should be able to relate to the Rabbi Nishleim, as that our Torah and mitzvahs should be for the sake of a connection. And we need to work on the relationship with our parents, and to see to it that our relationship with our children is a loving and respectful relationship, so that our children should be able to relate to the Rabbi Nishleim. We have to realize that we are the role model. We are going to be the muscle that our children are going to use to relate to the Rabbi Nishleim. It's a tremendous achrayus. It's a tremendous responsibility. Now we know that in the relationship of a husband and wife, Chazal tell us, ish v'isha zachu. If a husband and wife merit, shchina shrui b'neihem, the shchina dwells among them. Because there is, in the word ish, there is a yud, in the word isha, there is a hey. And together, Yud K is Hashem's name. If Chas v'Shalom loy zachu, if Chas v'Shalom they don't merit, if when they are together that creates Hashem's name, so when they separate, that is mechikas Hashem, that is erasing Hashem's name. That same Yud K exists between ourselves and the Rabbeinu Shlom. The Rabbeinu Shlom has the Yud and we have the Hey. And if we can't relate to the Rabbeinu Shlom the way we are supposed to, that this is that our Avodas Hashem is for the sake of relationship and Dveikus, then in a certain sense, there is a Mechikas Hashem that is occurring. There is an erasing of Hashem's name that occurs. So yes, Rabbi Shmuel is correct. No one's going to go deliberately and actually erase Hashem's name, but figuratively, unfortunately, Mechikas Hashem happens all too often. Rashi says in Parshas Vayechi on the pasuk Misham Roya Evan Yisrael, Rashi says that the word Evan is made up of two words, Av Ben, father son. The word Evan represents the closeness and the love that exists between father and son. So Rashi says that in this pasuk lies the warning against Lenoitet Evan Mamizbeach, somebody who knocks out the Evan from Avodas Hashem, someone who knocks out the Av Ben from Avodas Hashem, the love that we're supposed to serve the Rabbeinu Shlom with. As if a child is serving a father. And if we don't have that relationship to relate to in our regular relationships with our parents or ourselves with our children, then chas v'shalom, we are figuratively removing the Evan, removing the Av Ben from the Mizbeach. So the avoda lies ahead of us in Chodesh Elul is a two-step avoda. It is avoda of strengthening our physical anila doidili doidili, our relationship with our spouses. It is the avoda of strengthening the relationship with our biological parents and biological children. That's step number one. And step number two is once we have the mushel, then we can use the nimshal. Then we can transfer that over, that relationship over to our Avodas Hashem. So that there should be ani l'doidi v'doidi li and es levavcha v'es levav zarecha. There has to be both. We need to create Hashem's name, and it needs to be We cannot afford to transgress the Isra of Mechikas Hashem. And we need to see to it that there's the Evan in the Mizbeach, that the Av Ben is in our Avodah. There cannot be anointed to Evan in our Mizbeach. And in the schus of doing so, we will be Zoicha. If we do our part in Anila Doidi, then the Rebbeinu Shlom will be V'doidi Li, and will be Zeichet to Umal Hashem Alekecha, as the Vavchem Yeslav Zerecha, that the Rebbeinu Shlom will circumcise the heart, our heart, and the heart of our descendants, and will be Zeichet to Eshnas, Geula V'Yeshua, Ksivach Simatoiv, and Agit Kibbench Dior, V'Vias Mashiach Tzidkenu, 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 V'Vias Mashi